and move forward. Right. Well, hello again. I'm Coach Toy, aka No Sugarcoating Coach. I'm thanking all of my guests. There are many people because it's a daytime right before lunch. There are some people who are actually doing their craft, working, particularly in the traditional 9-to-5, so they can't necessarily come in, and I get it. But I will be doing more of these more often. I've done last year, I did more or less coaching it up with Coach Toy. And I did that for a couple of reasons, one in July and one was in August of last year. And that focuses on leadership, as you're moving through the ranks in your corporate world. And there will be many people who are doing that alongside. They are also doing, let's see, entrepreneurship. You know, they are developing their journey. So today will be a little bit different because we're now live on Instagram. And I'm just going to wave to, hello, Instagram followers. Thank you for joining me today. I'm working multiple devices here, which is amazingly interesting in and of itself. And of course, we always make sure the volume is up. We do all of that before our Zooms, but you know how it is. So why am I here today? Because last year, July 2022, it really did, my Zoom in August event focused so much on, I would probably say more of the personal development in your life versus the career development. But if you know me, you know that my background or primary background is HR, talent acquisition. So I tend to mesh the two. Like, this is my point. You cannot, and this is what I believe, it may or may not be true in your mind, but what I see and have seen over the years is that if there's something going on in your personal life that is not that great, okay, listen up, my Instagram people. If there's something going on in your personal life that isn't that great, you have to understand how it can transcend into your career life, into your professional endeavors, into your entrepreneurship journey. Right here today, we have some wonderful people because even Coach Tina, there's people, come on in, turn your cameras on, and you can mute yourself. But please turn your cameras on. I have to tell you, it is just amazing. And then in August 2022, what I did was coaching for executives. So it really moved up the ranks and the levels. But you have to understand is that no matter what level that you're on, this is what I hear a lot. You can just decide how do you want it to play out? How do you want your career journey or your entrepreneurship journey, if you will, pan out or play out? And I really do use the word play, not too loosely, because if you're playing around too long with your career or your entrepreneurship journey, you know, there may be some dollar signs involved that you're losing out on. Okay, so the one thing about it today, when I said coaching it up, Regis, if you can, please put your cameras on. We're going to ask that for networking purposes. If you want to use a virtual background, that's fine. I'm just going to ask. We are live. It's being recorded. And I just wanted to make that note again. This is being recorded, and I will do a screenshot. So this time around.
Good morning.
Good morning, sunshine. Great, great. Thanks for joining us.
I would love to stay, but I had a commitment at 11 o'clock. So I don't know how long you plan to be on.
Again, you have the information. Just keep clicking back on.
Come on. Okay, very good. Take good.
Care. Right. Come on back in, okay?
All right.
So what I wanted to say is, for starters, the reason why I decided to do coaching it up, because this was sort of birthed out of the most recent conversation I had with someone who was, you know, looking for employment, but she had been in and out of employment. She's always had a job. Let's just face it, you know, J-O-B. But in terms of career, she's also had that too. And The thing is that I found that she was constantly looking for a job. So if you are constantly looking for a job or a new opportunity, sometimes we need to just take a step back and say, wait a minute, you know, how can I minimize the stress? Why am I looking anyway every 5 seconds to be employed? Because, and this has nothing to do whether you're single, married, anything, because what I know for sure is that, you know, money is green. And if you, you know, as a woman, I'm looking for my, what they say, coins, I don't know, out there, okay? Don't date me, okay? Don't date whatever words I use. I try to keep up with everything that's going on out there. I look at all the reality shows and all that. So some of my terms I get from there, but it is called coins, meaning jingle, jingle, jingle. And we know dollar bills really don't jingle, but in your head and your mindset, it should. When someone's about to get laid off, and most people say, I didn't know I was going to get laid. I didn't know they were going to. I know Coach Tina in her head with her HR background is saying, sometimes we do, but we ignore the signs. And that's why, again, entrepreneurship, or at least having something of your own to look forward to, is a good idea overall. So with this said, I remember when we were talking, I said, you know something? I should do this live every now and again and just say coaching it up with Coach Toy, AKA the No Sugar Coding Coach. And I want people to be able to go ahead and put their questions, you know, out there. They can inbox me, whether it's through LinkedIn or what have you, it doesn't matter. Just inbox your questions ahead of time. If like somebody, for example, like just now, Regis has a different engagement at the same time, but she said she'll probably be back. But my point is, if I had those questions, I could go ahead and address them so that when you listen to the recording, you will get your answer or strategies. So that's what reason why I brought this up today. And last but not least, who doesn't need a coach at some point in their life? I have the two amazing people right now who are on this Zoom who understands what entrepreneurship is like. You know the pitfalls, the downfalls, the glamour when it's great and when it's going fantastic and you have all these clients coming in, right? But then there's that time where you get a lull or dull moment. And now what? Do we still smile in that moment? I say, if you can, smile anytime you can, because that's where the resilience comes to play or comes into play. So what I have today, before we even go any further, anybody like to just say anything, a few words for somebody that will listen to this live, something that I may have already said, and you know, just anything about struggling to go from, you know, the traditional 9 to 5 to entrepreneurship as it relates to career development, professional development, and including personal. Anybody want to take a,
yeah,
just go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to say something that you mentioned about this individual who is constantly looking for a job. And, you know, and this is for everybody who's listening here today. It's, you need clarity on what is it that you want to do. Why are you, ask yourself these questions. Why are you going, always looking? What is it that you want? What is that end result? What is that desire? Do you have a vision for yourself and where you see yourself going? So I think that some of us don't. And this is why we're spinning our wheels. We don't have that clarity. We don't have that vision of ourselves. And this applies to no matter whether you want to be an entrepreneur, whether you are, you know, in a job at a, working for a company, because entrepreneurship is not for everyone. You know, my focus or my message is always do what you love to do. Align your values with the company. You know, where is the company going? What is their vision? Are your values aligned with their values? You know, and so that's very important that we do that. So because a lot of times we're just chasing the money, because I was one of those. I was always chasing the money. I was going from a job to a job to a job until I got laid off. That was the first time that the rug was pulled from under me when I got laid off. Okay. And so we have to be clear with what is it that we want, you know, in our careers.
Yeah. And that's the thing about with coaching. We have someone else coming in. This is great. Just keep coming on in, you know. And I did say, I said 45 minutes, but again, anybody that wants to stay on and can stay on, I encourage you to do so. Whenever someone comes in, I will remind them that it is being recorded for their privacy and screenshot. So, you know, get your smile on eventually. I'll let you know so you be prepared. So we won't all go around looking like, what's going on here? But anyway, and then and I'll remind myself, Coach Tina, to close to the end where people can find you as well, because you have some awesome meetings going on every Tuesday night. So we'll be looking to hear more from you. Hello, as I believe Leroy Allen is coming in, who happens to be a senior master coach and consultant, a huge company down in, I say down in, I'm further than him. I'm here in Atlanta. So I think he's up in Maryland. How are you?
I'm doing very well, Toy. What about yourself?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing okay. Thank you very much. You know, and from a personal perspective, I've had some loss in my family. My very young cousin passed away, so I had been doing some traveling. But I'm back in the game right now, and I'm going to just pull strong through the end of the year. And I want to tell everybody, please, whatever you do, stay closer to your families when you can. This is the time. The time is now to make the call. But I was just saying that this is called Coaching It Up. I don't know how many people will show up or anything, but for me, what I've learned is the show goes on. I don't care if it's two people. You will, if I tell you I'm going to be somewhere, I will be there. You can trust and believe that, which is what we're doing today on Coaching It Up. It's an open format to help people who will listen and share the information in regards to career development is the key focus. We cannot leave out entrepreneurship journey, which is, I mean, that's crucial in these days and times. You got to have your own at some point. Okay.
Yeah.
Professional development, whatever you have struggling in these jobs, people are not being promoted. They're sitting in jobs and spaces for years, you know, almost begging and pleading for someone to actually, believe it or not, for someone to actually notice them. I mean, at some point, you have to care more about yourself than that. And or get real. And a lot of us wait until well into our, I'm not kidding you, well into our 40s, 50s, 60s. And there's a large workforce who are now still in their 70s, still trying to figure it out. So, and Social Security keeps trying to knock on my door. And I keep telling them, get lost, not like, leave me alone. And then I might say, wait a minute, what's the benefits again? But yeah, so go ahead, Leroy, go ahead and introduce yourself. And because we have a coach, we do have a business coach, Tina, and we have a fantastic superpowers, raise your hand, Ann Christie, and all of that. And she will tell you more about what she does. But go ahead, Leroy, just briefly introduce yourself, who you are, where you're located, so people want to network with you later.
Very well, sounds good. First of all, Toy, before I introduce myself or reintroduce myself, I want to thank you for the invitation and for the panel as well. It's certainly good to be in your mix. Again, as stated, my name is Leroy Allen. I live and work in the PG County, Maryland area. My higher learning comes through marketing and organizational leadership from Regent University. I have been practicing entrepreneurship now for about 18 years, close to 20 years. I started out in the finance industry as a financial advisor, where I wore multiple hats with that, all meaning the same thing, which is obviously to transition people from one place to another to their finances. From there, or I would say beginning in 20, I want to say 2018, not even 2018, I'm sorry, ahead of myself. I want to say in 2009, I started, you know, wanting to teach more and consult more. And I opened up a company called the Life Enhancement Consulting Group, which offers leadership assessment tools and resources for small, medium, and large companies. And that same year, we also opened up a online and offline school called the Life Enhancement Coaching Institute, which offers our certifications as a certified life coach, and 5 other resources and courses to go along with that. So we've been in existence for some time now. And if it's one thing that I have come to note as it relates to entrepreneurship and leadership, that we as entrepreneurs and leaders, we do not exchange hours for dollars. We exchange ideas for dollars.
Hmm. Wow. That's, you know,
the way that I've come to embrace that. Yep. We don't exchange hours for dollars. We exchange ideas for dollars. As they say, a dollar will get you in the door, but a vision will keep you there.
Wow.
In that way. So, and that's how we articulate that here. Well, it's good to be in the know.
Yes, yes. And I saw Coach Tina had her thumbs up on that. So I know we all hear you. But and in terms of that, I want to just jump back to Ann Christie. Ann Christie, unmute yourself. Tell me, can you just tell the panel who is here today, because there's somebody going to listen to this. We are hopeful. It's being recorded. I wanted to make sure that I also let Leroy know, anyone coming in, that the this content is being recorded and it will be shared across social media platforms. And you are certainly willing and able to share it as well. It's fine with me. And for those, by the way, I'm live on Instagram right now. I'm just going to do a program note. The meeting ID, hello, Instagram followers. We know you are out there. If you want to just jump right in on Zoom with us, coaching it up with Coach Toy, moi, AKA the No Sugarcoating Coach. I have a number of coaches, leaders in the house, if you will, business consultants, and more. Meeting ID, 843-5031. 1911 843-5031 1911. That's the meeting ID. The passcode is 123174. Again, passcode 123174. And you've been listening and privileged to have these wonderful people on the panel. And everyone is a panelist today. I just want people to understand that when you come in on a Zoom with me, I like to have fun, get engaged. And, you know, it's all good. And we know how to party, if you will, with the best of it, but we also know how to work hard. But I'm a native New Yorker, so I don't come with a prune face. I come with, yeah, you know, let's highlight and light things up, right? But understandably, that career development, professional development, training and development, which many of us here have trained multiple people. Coach Tina, I'm sorry, Ann Christie, can you tell us again, because Leroy, just to enlighten, tell us more about the superpowers. And you said you're working with youth, because I'm not sure if anybody can, maybe somebody else who's listening can use your services.
Yes, absolutely. So I decided to create the School of Superpowers, which is a platform that I put together to host different programs. The first program is Your Pathway, which is an online course that helps you to define your vision and define your purpose. You set your vision and then you build the bridge to help you to get to your vision. I created this program because I noticed around me how there were so many people lost. People are wandering around from the ages of 20 in their 20s all the way up to 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. They spend their life not having a clear vision and pretty much wandering around. I have this saying that I keep saying these days is, if you do not use your mind, somebody else will. So you need to make your mind. Are you in control of your life, or are you letting somebody else be in control of your life? I even started a blog because I wanted to keep educating people around certain topics. The latest blog is a little bit around what Coach Tina just said. Every year, every reputable organization spends their time and their resource to make sure that they set you up on a mission. They have a clear vision for their organization, and they set you up on a mission to accomplish their vision. There is nothing wrong about it because they are doing it the right way. What about us? Do we spend time to define what our vision is? And do we set ourselves up on a mission to accomplish our vision? And I think we got into a space where we forgot that it is our job to take care of our own lives. You know, the latest blog that I wrote, which you guys can find on www.theschoolofsuperpowers.com. You can also find me on Instagram. You will find a link of my blog there as well, where I'm talking about how servitude and forced labor and slavery has always existed. And then the biggest slavery of all, the transatlantic human trafficking, started over 250 years ago, ended over 250 years ago. And then people fought for our rights, people fought for human rights, people fought for people's rights. But now we have the right, we have the freedom, but then we still don't really do anything about it. We give our power away. And I think we are in a place, we are in a time in humanity's evolution where it is time for us to regain control of our lives. Because if we don't, somebody else will. And then we blame them. We hate our job, we hate our boss. But it's not their fault. We gave ourselves to this whole scheme, and then we're letting them use us until we decide to take control. You know, I even think that not everybody needs to quit their job, because sometimes it just requires a conversation. It requires a reconfiguration of yourself. Not everybody needs to divorce their wife or their husband because they're unhappy. It's about taking ownership of your core needs and then having those conversations and then daring to have those conversations. So I have this entire dialogue that I put into a blog, which is my latest blog, where we're just exactly talking about that, taking ownership. And then finally, Coach Toy, I've decided to focus on younger kids because I recognize that it starts so young. I have so many 20-year-olds around me right now, 100% lost. But then they're forced to work because they feel they have to work. So now the train is moving with them and they don't want to be on it. They're not happy already. They're 23, 24, 25, 27, 28. They're completely not happy and they're lost. And then what happens when as soon as they have kids, you kind of shut it off a little bit. You spend a few years where you shut these things off because you got to do what you got to do. You wake back up again, late 30s, 40s, 50s, and then you're asking yourself again. Right? So we know this because we went through it, all of us here. And then so I realized that I want to help the younger people, especially young men. You know, there's this movement for women for the longest time. And, you know, women have really, really risen above and beyond. And then there's a big gap now between young men and young women. Young men are powerless. They don't have a job. They cannot even have a girlfriend a lot of the times because the women have evolved so much quicker than them. Mm-hmm. And then so I've decided I have so many young men around me, and I realize that they do need that support. They do need the time to redefine their vision. I think women have a tendency to gravitate towards those things a little bit more than men. Men have a tendency of, and also society puts it upon them that they must know, they need to know. And they get to a place where they're quite isolated. There's not a community around men as much as there is around women. And I think if we don't elevate all of us, the humanity as a whole will not evolve. So men matter, women matter too. And then so I've decided for a little bit now to focus on young men and helping them rediscover their true passion until they can regain their strength so that they can actually produce and be productive members of society.
Oh, wow. And I mean, that sounds like a bottled up in a book to me, everything that you just I think everybody's wheels are turning. And with Leroy, who probably knows everybody on the planet, right? In Maryland's area, Baltimore, Maryland, Delmar Bar, if you will, the whole thing. Perhaps maybe you two might think about something that I'm going to just go ahead and encourage you.
Yes.
And Christy to connect with Leroy Allen, because I mean he works a lot, even in the church, you know, even in the environment, even yes. outside of the church, even with nonprofit. So and obviously there's a lot of men he would know, right? So that right. may
yes.
be
yeah.
if you guys connect.
I share this right quick, Toy. First of all, I'd like to encourage Annie on her position, because my sister and I were just talking Saturday. And my sister is a professor. And one of the things that we come from the same house, one of the things that we talked about is how females, they gradually mature a lot quicker than men, than males do. And one of the things that I said to my sister was, she said to me, at 16 to 18, I already knew what I wanted to do, she said. And I said to her, no, not me. Where I was concerned, it was all about me finding out who I was.
Yes.
Because I was already going to school and working, so I figured I had to do something. My grandparents had already made it clear to both me and my sister that if you want something, you're going to have to work for it. Mm-hmm. And so in that, I was already working and going to school, so I figured I had to amount to something somewhere, somehow. Mm-hmm. But for us males, we have to go through that process of finding out who we are, not what we want to do.
Yeah.
We have to find out who we are, because if you can tell me who I am, then that's going to settle a whole lot of things for me.
That's right.
In that regard. And that has to come from, as I shared with her, we grew up in a house with my mother and my grandparents, what I later discovered as an adult man, that my grandfather could only give me but so much, because that's my grandfather. But my father needs to tell me who I am.
Oh.
Because there are some things that my father had to encounter in his life, in his livelihood, that I in return would encounter too, whether I had anything to do with it or not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. just simply out of the DNA, I would encounter some of those things, mm-hmm. whether I had anything to do with it, whether I knew anything about it or anything of the kind. So I certainly encourage Annie, you know, for having that understanding about the difference in how women mature versus how men, because some of us men, unfortunately, don't come to that place, as Annie had noted, you know, somewhat of knowing who they are until they're 40, 50 years of age,
mm-hmm.
until they're their age,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so a lot of times what we find is that our female counterparts are saying things like, to young men in particular, they may say something like, I have to teach him things that his mother should have taught him.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. I have two daughters, and I remember at the age of 20, my youngest daughter came to me and said, this gentleman wants to marry me. And the first thing one of the things that she said at 20 was that, Daddy, I feel that I have to teach him stuff that his mother should have taught him.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. At 20, she said that. Mm-hmm. And it was there when I had to realize that I was dealing not just with a 14-year-old little girl anymore, I was dealing with a woman.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So I had to elevate my thought process,
That's
even
right.
where my daughter was concerned, at 20.
That's right.
At 20.
So that, there's a lot of learning that has to be done and teaching and everything, which is why I love to be surrounded by coaches and master coaches, business coaches, entrepreneurship coaches, leadership coaches, training, you name it. But you don't have to be a coach to have good common sense and to bring forth when I'm talking about today. And thank you for sharing the details on that, because now we understand, and that's from the male perspective, we're hearing it firsthand. You know, you may not be, may make right, all the right choices early on as it relates to career, professional development, or even your personal development in life, but there are strategies. And as coaches and entrepreneurs, which I want to get into, so we're moving forward with time, is there's a couple of things. I'm going to go ahead and let's see. see if I can. Okay. I'm moving to the next screen. Just tell me if you can see that, okay? Because if you can see it, that means everybody else, of course, my people who are live are not seeing the screen, but I will tell you, we're talking about career challenges, personal choices. Hello, Instagram. We're still here, the AKA No Sugar Coding Coach, Coach Toy, as well as professional results. Today is about results because we can talk until I don't know who comes home, but it's really going to be about results, even if they are small results. But think of it in the grand place in your mind. It has to be grand because I don't even like the word or the phrase small business. There's nothing small about your business, but your mindset can get real small and say, well, nobody will notice me. Just like sitting in those jobs for 20, 30 years, waiting on a pension that, by the way, they're kind of slowing down on that these days, right? So what's encouraged is to have more entrepreneurship going, at least on the sides. We are moving away slowly. If you talk to people in different generations, like you may have mentioned or alluded to, Generation X. I don't know, there's like, what's it, X and Y? And I mean, the whole alphabet now. We have to be conscious of what we do as it relates to our career challenges. And so you don't find yourself, maybe even somebody body like myself, saying, oh my goodness, I think I want to coach. Oh, but now something. I'm not going to age. Now, you know, I wasn't going to say my age on live camp. If you know me, don't worry about it. It's what I look like. That's all I care about. But the is that you have to have a strategy. And I'm glad I have the good people in the room that can talk to this in the interest of time. So what we're talking about is career challenges, personal choices. And because you have a choice, and people might think, with my background in HR, and of course, Coach Tina Kadish, K-A-D-I-S-H. Look her up, Instagram. Coach Tina Kadish is in the house. And Christie, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-E is in the house. I have people coming online. Thank you. Thank you very much for joining me, Instagram. Appreciate you. If you want to join us on the Zoom, come on in. 843-5031-1911 is the meeting ID. And the passcode is 123174. I'm going to say it one more time. Meeting ID 843-5031-1911, passcode 123174. Okay, just like it says in my PowerPoint. Couple of things. Ask the people who are here live on Zoom. I know you're looking at this PowerPoint, but I'm going to throw out a number. And again, please, any comments you want to make, Instagram, please do so and I'll respond. 3.6 unemployment rate, 3.6 unemployment rate, which is pretty much the national. Now, we know the new numbers will come out as well. I want to say that. Write that down. 3.6 unemployment rate. I'm going to ask you for a second to respond. What's the first thing that pops into your head, whether you're a coach or not? Just go ahead and comment. Anybody?
For me, when I see the 3.6, it may not be high, but it's still there. And there are jobs out there. And the thing that I've been hearing is there's jobs out there, but they can't find quality people.
Okay.
Where are the people going?
Okay.
That's so what I keep quality. Hearing.
Quality.
Quality.
The number is still there. It's moved the needle a bit from a month ago, but what they're saying now is quality. So I want people to understand who are listening to this as it relates to career, right? If you focus so much on a number, you'll never get anything done. You have to understand that you may be a part of that number, but you don't have to stay there. And that's what I would say coming from an HR background as myself, focusing on talent acquisition, which I know Coach Tina has that line. So again, the response was more about quality. Build your resume, but you should be a walking resume. When you go out the door, Your walking resume should be within you. You should be able to rattle off that 60-second elevator pitch or speech. If you are interested in doing something more in the entrepreneurial spirit, then you need to be able to communicate that. Listen up, Instagram. You have to be able to communicate it. So again, quality is something that came out of what Coach Tina said, and you can follow her on Instagram as well. From Job to Joy, she has books, several books out there. Next, anybody else, comment. 3.6% unemployment rate. What's the first thing come to your mind? Anybody?
Okay, go ahead, Leroy.
No, you go right ahead, and I'll wait my turn.
Okay. I would say I feel like it's a bit low, but I don't think that it shows the degree of satisfaction that people have in their jobs. Mm-hmm. So although an unemployment rate, and actually I was listening to an interview about this for Gen Zs. The Gen Zs are the latest ones working right now. And so although the unemployment rate is low, but they're voicing out loud how unhappy and unsatisfied and unfulfilling their job is, because their job has no meaning. Okay. And I think even to go back to what Leroy was saying, you know, it's about figuring out who you are and then figuring out what is aligned with who you are. But again, it's that exercise that we don't consciously do with people. We don't consciously do it. I'm doing it now with my son. He's 8. I'm doing it with him. I want him to learn, have the habit of asking himself the right questions. Now, people evolve, people change. Your vision will certainly change throughout your life, but it's having the ability to speak to yourself and communicate with yourself so you can find out what it is that you want. Oftentimes we live our lives from the outside in, but we do need to live from the inside out. And so that's what's going on. So the rate seems low, but it doesn't showcase how happy or unhappy people are in those jobs.
Interesting you said that. And before Leroy's gonna go ahead and piggyback on that, and we're gonna move on to a different topic. But I heard what you said, and ironically, what we're looking more for, and hey, for my job seekers out there, it doesn't matter what your age is, if you need a job, get a job and do the job as well as you can. And I always think about it, maybe it's the job for now. So you don't have to think about it long term and be frustrated and go in with a grumpy face on a Monday. Come on, you got to smile. And we're all, hello, Instagram, I'm still smiling. And I've had a rough month because life will throw curveballs at you. And then you have to think about it, regroup, reset, refocus, get out there and get what's yours or what should match your skill set. And I think that's the most important thing. Psychiatric nurses, mental health, those jobs are plentiful, but you understand you usually have to have some sort of degree, certifications, depending where you live, what state, etc., and including international opportunities. Therapist is something else that came up. You don't have to be a nurse or a doctor, but a therapist. And they do a lot of certifications on that as well. So those are some hot jobs, even based on what's going on with mental health that we all have and should be having a conversation about. It's kind of hard to find a panel that will never talk about it. But then there are some dull spots, like we talk about. People say, nope, I don't want to talk about that. So, but that's where the jobs are. Data engineers, data or data, depending on what part of the country you're from, how you pronounce it. I'm a native New Yorker, so I say route instead of route. But when I lived in Massachusetts, I said whatever they say. So data and data engineers, right? Somebody has to manage all of that data. They have to manage it, just like you have to manage your career. You hear me? Hear me out, my Instagram live people. Go get what is yours. Don't make the mistake and sit in those jobs for 30, 40 years that you might find yourself to say it's lucky that you're there waiting on a pension. But what happens when, again, pensions can be cut short? Companies can close their doors without notice. That you may be working in an at-will state. If you don't know what that means, please go ahead and look that up. You can Google that. Does somebody put something in the chat? Somebody, yeah, yep, amen to that. Yes, that's fine with me. Yeah, we need a few amens around here. So, and again, unemployed 27 weeks or more, under, meaning if you are unemployed for 27 weeks, think about what 27 weeks looks like. Think about having little or no money. Nope, your finances are up in a roar. Your relationships at home, I can trust and believe that wouldn't work in this house. So it just, you have to put a real, you know, your finger on the pulse of what is actually going on with you. And we need to get out of the, and I'm gonna address to my younger audience, please, young people, stop thinking about this job is beneath me and just think about when you see the paycheck and keep banking it. Put it in the bank. 14 years old, I'm putting money in the bank. I'm putting money in the bank. Not because, I hear you, Ann, Christy, not because somebody told me to do it, but truthfully, yeah, my mom told me to do it. But the reality is when I got that check as a camp counselor, right, my first job as a camp counselor, I'm thinking, wow, it's a lot of money and I'm just going to buy me a new bike. That was all the rage back then. I wanted my bike. Trust, why did I need a bike in New York City? And I lived on a major avenue with a bus that runs and can knock you down at any time. But my mindset was about spending the money. But when, as you mature in age, I'm thinking, wow, what could I have done? No, because my mother said, put $5 or something, go into your savings bank. And she walks you to the bank. And you put it in and you fill out the envelope and you do it. Now, I want people to understand, particularly my young people, if you take the job, it doesn't mean you're going to be on it for the rest of your life. Don't think it's a sentence to be there. Make your plan, strategize, and know when it's time to move on or to the next venue. Mm-hmm. Not just take jobs and say, and don't call in and then quit. When you quit, the next job, you'll probably quit the next one and you'll start quitting the next one. And guess what we name you? You're a job hop. And you don't have any real. So today I really was talking about from coaching it up is strategizing, keep your eyes on the prize, know when it's time to move on. As my PowerPoint says, a lot of my Instagram people can't see it, but my PowerPoint says, time to move on. Know when it's time to make that move. Get out of the trenches and go find something else that will be more meaningful to you and perhaps your family, if indeed that's who you're trying to feed and keep it all together. I have the coach and leader, Leroy Allen in the house from Maryland area. Wanted to just make a comment regarding what we've been talking about.
Yes, one of the reasons why I believe that the employment rate is as low as we're talking about is because of culture. There is what we call growth culture, and there is performance culture. However, even after the pandemic has passed us, there are many CEOs, presidents, executives, and the like are still trying to function through performance culture. And it's not working. It's not working anymore. It has to be turned to point in the direction of growth culture. And growth culture just simply says that I am information driven. I believe the work market today want to know, even from a CEO, even from a place of being hiring or entering into the onboarding process, I believe persons want to know, what are you going to do for me? And what it calls for leaders and executives to be more, what I call leadership transparent. So leadership transparency has to be a part of the culture, because if the culture is wrong, the conclusion is going to be wrong 90% of the time. That way. And so we have to elevate as CEOs, as executives, we have to or do a paradigm shift from performance type culture to growth type culture. And if you don't do that, you're going to find yourself going around to back around and forth to the same thing over and over and over again. And as you know, culture is the foundation of your organization. No matter what you're doing, it is the foundation. So when we get to a place as CEOs and presidents and the like, executives, et cetera, we're moving from performance culture to growth culture, then we'll be all right. And then what that will do will help our retention level. Young people won't be just checking in and checking out. Because right about now, and my sister and I talked about this as well, you can hire a young person right now, and if they're not doing or you're not allowing them to do what they have been hired for, as they would call it, they could quit on you and very easily do it.
Very easily do it.
My sister told me that a young lady that she hired one time wore a pair of shorts to work.
Wow.
She wasn't ready to work. She wore a pair of shorts to work.
Yeah.
What happened to the professionalism in that? So of course she had to send her back home. At the same time, the young lady lost money.
Right.
And it appeared because of the way she showed up, she wasn't concerned about that.
She wasn't concerned about that.
And trust and believe, that hasn't just happened where my sister's employment is concerned. That has happened in other places as well. Dealing with a different segment and type of thinking of a people. And that's why paradigm shift has to be made from a performance culture to a growth principle culture. That's why the rate is so low, I think.
Yeah, well, definitely, if not all, everything that you did say, it makes sense in the real grand scheme. But I think we're so used to, and even as a HR professional, you know, a lot of us still think the old school way, but you can't operate, you know, business and corporate. First of all, they don't operate like they did 40 years ago, 34 years ago. And I just remember starting out in my HR career, you can walk into with, you know, you had your resume in hand. You could go walk into a company anytime that just, you know, you're told to look good and professionally speaking and, you know, put your best Sunday suit on, whatever you had.
Yeah.
And you go to the job with your resume. And guess what? As long as you smiled and you, you know, communicated fairly well, they were like, yeah, we'll call you. And if you exchange phone numbers, you go. And maybe by the time you got home, there was a voicemail message for you to come back in. Or you were hired right over the phone. Okay, but to my younger audience people, especially out here in Instagram, those days are over. Okay, AKA no sugarcoating coach. I'm telling you right now, it's very rare that you can walk into and even if it's a staffing agency anymore, and that they know you have to do all these tests and different things, aptitude tests to make sure. So again, you have to be prepared. My number one message today on this call is be prepared career-wise, personally, get your affairs in order. I don't mean as you're preparing for sickness or declining health. I'm talking about, because normally when we hear that, we're like, wait a minute, I'm not getting ready to, you know, pass away or anything. No, I'm talking about get your affairs in order as you live daily. Prepare something for your meetings. Prepare to talk to people, to connect to people. Start doing that. You spend a lot of time on the phone anyway, so why not connect for something that's going to, I mean, you're on the phone, but use your phone to connect with people in terms of networking for business opportunities, employment opportunities. One more thing, did you want to say, Ann, because I'm going to move on. I know we got about two minutes here. We're going into 12 o'clock.
No, Coach Toy, I just loved what you were saying and the advice you were giving to kids about, you know, you just get the job and don't necessarily quit because you love it. It's really a milestone. It's really a stepping stone. Mm-hmm. But I think what makes it even stickier is once you know what your vision is, you are willing to take any job because you are confident that you're going somewhere.
Yeah.
Let's say you want to be a surgeon, but then you have to work at a fast food restaurant. You will be more dedicated to that job than somebody who didn't have a vision for their lives. Because you know that it is a stepping stone. Oh, you're spending a little bit of time. You built a bridge for yourself to become that doctor or that CEO or whoever, and you understand it's a milestone. I think it becomes difficult for people who don't have a vision, and then they really do believe that this is where they're going to end up, and they might end up there for real. Because if you do not have a vision set up for yourself, you likely will spend the rest of your life in those types of jobs. But if you do have a vision, these jobs become something you're excited to do because you know it's not going to be, you know, you're not going to be in it for a long time because you're moving towards a different goal.
Different role. And that's true because, and you know, I have to use the term young people. Because when they hear the word kids, it's like, hey, I'm not a kid. I'm a, hey, you know, I'm doing my thing. And I got to, you know, look, I know where I'm from. I know what I could have been, and I know what I am today. And there are many people that would have said, okay, she's going to be, they knew I would do something with speaking. That is correct. I think I came right out of the womb speaking instead of crying. So I'm doing what I love. I'm following my passion. And, you know, telling people what to do and all of that is fine. But when you craft it into a coaching style versus something else, where because many people will say, all you're doing is telling me what to do. I'm not hearing it. You hear me out there, Instagram? Not telling you what to do. These are suggestions, advice, and it's free. But moving on with time, I want to just say everything I have on the screen again. Thank you to my Instagram listeners, Facebook. Share this out on your stories. I really would appreciate it because I'm going to be doing more of these. I had two more things on there. And essentially, I have something I'm going to ask. It's one says money. One says stress less. It's on my PowerPoint for my Instagram people that may not be able to see this live. Money with dollar signs, like about $3 or $4 signs. And I caption it with green because that's what we assume money is always green in our wallets, our purse. Accomplish more with exclamation. But I'm going to the top. Time to move on. I'm telling you right now, I chose time to move on. Because in life, it really is time to move on. Oftentimes, we stay in places. We stay with people. People. That means relationships, folks. When it's time to move on, they are toxic. Your career could be toxic. Your entrepreneurship journey may be toxic. You may have to regroup, refocus, and change the name of your business. Many people have done it. Rebrand, if you will. So that's what I mean about time to move on. Stress less. Wow. Who wouldn't want that? The reason for most of us are stressing anyway is because we've tried to outdo ourselves. We tried to one-up someone else. We just don't really have the tools, perhaps sometimes we just don't have the right tools or coaches or mentors in our lives to help us move forward. So stress comes with this good stress, they say, and bad stress. When your cholesterol is high as I don't know what, when your blood pressure cup is telling you, and this has nothing to do with age, because there are young people, you hear me, I'm smiling young people on live Instagram, but you can be 20 something and have high blood pressure. And sometimes it's just kind of hereditary. But stress less on the good side, you gotta have some good stress. Like, wow, I did that, I accomplished that goal today. It was stressful, but I got it done and you're feeling great and you wanna share the news. That's kind of the good thing. The bad stress is, you can't sleep at night. You can't sleep in the day. You can't think in the day. You have brain fog. You are just not yourself. And then sometimes that can lead into other unhealthy emotional and mental health issues. So be careful. That's what I want to say. I'm not a doctor, psychiatrist, or none of that. And I don't play one on TV. This is a live Zoom coaching it up with Coach Toy, AKA the No Sugar Coated Coach. You see me out there. I'm going to do a thumbs up to my Instagram folks for coming in. Last but not least, accomplish more. This is part of my PowerPoint presentation. Accomplish more. How can we do that? Well, number one, stop trying to take on more than you really realistically know that you cannot. In other words, you can have, you know how they say, it's not about the quantity, it's about quality. Quality versus quantity. It wins every time. If you're at those jobs and they're telling you, they're putting more and more on your plate every minute, and now you're 20-something, 30-something, 40-something saying, oh my God, especially if you're in your 40s and 50s, you're saying, oh, I better not rock the boat. Well, I'm telling you, you better rock something, because the paycheck can stop at any particular time. Rock your brain to move yourself forward and say, I want to get out of this situation, but I want to leave it in a professional way. Stop quitting on everything, life skills, personal, whatever you got going. So that's what I mean. To accomplish more, strategize, sit down and get three things down on paper every week to say, these are the three major key points I want to accomplish. And you will do it. I guarantee you, you'll do it. And again, I come right back to the last but not least, money. We all love it. We like it. It can do us harm. It can do us great things. It can bring help our families, but it can also be a game changer in the way of your thinking, your thought process behind money. You know, however you were taught how to use money is probably how you're still doing it in your adult life. If you've never gone to the bank on your own, I mean, you start out, we go with our parents, guardians, or whomever that raised us. That's fantastic. But in the interim of things, you need to start developing your own way, how to build wealth. It's not about money. It is about wealth and legacy. And so that's all I have for today. And my last thing I always say before ending any broadcast, I always say this, success is in your future. Success, I say it twice. So nice, I had to say it twice, is in your future. So I'm going to go ahead and leave the last information on the floor to people who are still on the Zoom. Any thoughts as we leave, or suggestions, advice you want to leave to anybody that may see this, and many people will, because I'm going to put it out in the universe. Anne, you're going first?
Yes, I want to say to everyone listening, don't forget to, it's okay to ask for help. It's okay. It's important to keep educating yourself. Whatever problem you're facing, somebody else already faced it. I always say to people, you're not that special in a way, because you know, we live in a collective, we're all connected. And then so it's important to reach out, which is why I think it's important for life coaches to exist. Career coaches to exist. I think we are here. People are here. I'm not a life coach or a career coach. I just developed this product. I like to say that, but this was my way of helping by putting this tool together for people to do it on their own. It takes about an hour or two, probably 2 hours, to go through my course, where you find, you are able to find your vision and find your purpose. And I think these things are put out there to help people. Coach Toy is there giving the advice. It's because you have gone through things, and it's because you've educated yourself and you put something together that you believe can create a transformation for people. I think people should be open and willing to invest in themselves and to reach out for help when they need it. Because if not, you kind of waste a lot of time. Well, some people say time is never wasted, but I guess you get to either speed some of the process up if you reach out and get the help that you need in order to make the transformation that you need. Because if you feel unhappy and unsatisfied, there is a solution out there for you.
Yes. And tell people, where can they reach you? Again, yes. Your website, we're going to say, yes, for my Instagram me. People, Anne Christie, right. C-R-I-S-T-I-E, Guillaume.
Anne Christie Guillaume. Definitely much easier to find me at the School of Superpowers on Instagram. Okay. The School of Superpowers on Facebook, on Twitter, on TikTok, on LinkedIn, and also on Pinterest now. But then also I have my website, The School of Superpowers. So you find me in all those mediums. And please check out the blog. Check out the Your Pathway course, which is about a 2-hour course where you absolutely will be able to clearly define a vision for your life and also the bridge to help you get there. Because sometimes you have the vision, you don't know how to get there, right? Well, this tool does both. Not only does it help you find your vision, but it also helps you build the bridge to get to that vision.
Okay, and is that the superpower, the
school of superpowers.
Superpowers.com?
.com. The school of superpowers.com.
Check it out, folks, where, my Instagram, right, Facebook.
In my blog section, you will find a lot of interesting transformational knowledge. If you're not ready to purchase the course yet, but if you are, please go for it. We also offer life coaching through the Source Academy with Kia, Coach Toy. You met Kia. Kia offers the life coaching part of the course in case somebody needs, now that they found their vision and their purpose, they might need somebody to help them navigate this this new vision. And then so we offer that as well.
Thank you, Anne Christie, Christie, right. And the last name, G as in girl, G as in goodness, let's say that. UILLAUM as in Mary, E as in excitement. You got to check her out, the school of superpowers.com. Next up and last for our final note, we always looking forward to this awesome gentleman who, you know, I had the pleasure of knowing him for a while. Also been in his camp. It's like a boot camp, that's what I tell you. It helped me. And now I'm a coach because of Mr. Leroy Allen. And I thank you for that. I don't forget it. Thank you. Go ahead, Leroy. Just take us out of here.
First of all, again, Toy, I want to thank you for the invitation and for your audience as well as for the panel here. It's certainly been a pleasure being here. I give special attention to a conversation that I quite frequently have where I talk about the big idea. Whatever you are persistent towards, you will get it. Whatever you are consistent with, you will keep it. And whatever you give honor to, you will attract more of it. So I would say to your audience, be consistent, be persistent, be considerate. I mean, be persistent, be consistent. And last and certainly not least, be grateful for it, because when you are grateful for it, it will attract more of it. So that's the big idea coming from me.
Wow.
That's the big idea.
Wow. Did you hear that? I got to say this. I'm going to say it over for all of my people who are in the back of the room. You know, Instagram, we're getting ready to log off, but I just wanted to leave you Mr. Leroy Allen. And, you know, he's someone that taught me all of the ins and outs of coaching. Some things I got it right, and then I had to redo things because, you know, even when you're learning something, you can get frustrated when it doesn't happen the way you think. But you got to check out Leroy Allen. And by the way, Leroy, what is your website? I'm going to shout it out in Instagram.
Okay. It's one of them is leroyallen.org.
Leroyallen.org is one.
Yep.
All right.
And then we have the Life Enhancement Coaching Institute by Design.
Life Enhancement Coaching Institute.
Institute by Design.
By Design. And is that, a whole website?
It's a website. Yes.
Okay. All right. So Leroy Allen, check him out. He has a large presence on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram. He's all over the place, you know, global. Let's just face it. If you're interested in becoming a coach, you want to check out Leroy Allen. Again, check him out. The Life Enhancement Coaching Institute by Design. I've been there, so I can say, yes, I took the course. So there you go. Consistent. Persistent, grateful, persistent, consistent, grateful. Yep. I can't say it enough. Today, we talk so much in different areas about career challenges, personal choices, professional results. You need results. We all want results, but we want them to be positive. But what happens when you wake up and it's a bad day? What happens if you walk in the door tomorrow and you're being greeted, perhaps by security, with a box? If you're working in the IT industry, you may not have a chance to go back to a computer. It doesn't happen, folks. They greet you at the door, you're in HR, and you're given your final paycheck, or at least telling you what's coming up on Cobra. And you know what that is. So this it means, in one short, simple fact, be prepared so that you don't have to get prepared. Every time you walk out your door, you can become your own walking resume. You are your brand. No one can do it like you. There's no duplicate of you. Even if you're a twin, twins have their own language, but they are individuals at best. So it's very important that you make sure you connect with me. I'm Toy Johnson Vincent, your No Sugarcoating coach. Where you can reach me is TJV Empowers You, the letter U.com. Again, TJV Empowers You, the letter U.com. I also have a podcast show. If you are interested in being a guest, you have a story of resilience or some career development, something that you're doing out in the community that is some awesome news. It doesn't cost to be on my show, so just make sure you inbox me and let me know what your platform is. And again, Speak to Me First podcast show. And I got to tell you, Instagram, thank you. CRW Pandora, no worries. Loving what you're hearing. Great. Sorry you missed the Zoom, but I did shout it out to Instagram Live. But yeah, you can listen to the recording. I will upload it to YouTube. So again, CRW Pandora and anybody else on Instagram that was unfortunately did not come on to the Zoom itself, this will be uploaded to my YouTube channel, which is No Sugarcoating Coach. And again, I'm Toy Johnson hyphenated Vincent. You'll find me on all platforms, including YouTube. Please come on my platform, but more importantly, share what you've learned today, any advice, suggestions, or what have you, and stay tuned, because I'm telling you right now, this is going to get better and greater. And if I only have one or two people on my lives or one or two people on my platforms, I show up. On that note, I thank you so much, Leroy. I wanted to say Dr. Leroy, because you're like doctor, you get it all done. And Christy Gilliam, you know I want to pronounce that last name correct. Tell me one more time.
It's Guillaume.
Guillaume, I'm probably Guillaume. Okay, and Christy Guillaume. And again, we had business coach Tina Kadish, K-A-D-I-S-H. She has several books out there. Again, check out her story, her story of grief and loss of her daughter. And again, I have my own story of my loss for my daughter, who was 2 years and 2 months old due to congenital heart disease. So if you're interested in having me speak at a conference, upcoming conference events on resilience, or just sharing my story in general, and keep in mind, folks, I am a speaker for hire. Hashtag that out, if you will. All right. Everything's good. It's all good. Happy Monday, folks. Thank you so much. And I'll talk to you all soon. Have a great day, everyone. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.